This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios, all six of them, it is the entirety of Patchy Sanders. It's Danielle and Jackie Aubert, Dan Sherrill, Sarah Wilbur, Ian Van Ornum, and Eric Jones. Patchy Sanders, welcome back to Jefferson Public Radio. It's good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
It has been about 15 months or so since you were here, and from everything that I can tell following you guys online, this has been one heck of a whirlwind of the last year, year and a half. Tell me a little bit about what has been going on with the six of you.
Totally. I think all of us have different highlights, or maybe the same highlights. Wintergrass, the beginning of this year, was an amazing experience. We went to Folk Alliance in Kansas City, Missouri. We played some awesome festivals in Oregon, Sisters Folk Fest. We've kind of just been riding the Patchy train, wherever the path of least resistance, and hopefully that is a great path.
You guys first started putting this band together around 2012, right? And the record came out in 2013.
Correct.
Did you have any idea at the time that you would be touring the entire country?
No.
Did you have a dream that you would be, or was it not even on the radar?
Definitely. At least for me personally, I definitely wanted to be in a band that was touring and traveling and carrying an interesting, unique sound as far as the music wanted to go, and just kind of leaving it up to, the people who love the music, and for us too, for us to really love the music and to want to travel with it.
When you guys first formed, none of you were Ashland, Southern Oregon locals, if I remember correctly. Has Ashland started to feel like home, or have you been out on the road so much that you still feel like you're from all over the country?
Yeah, Ashland's definitely home. It's where Patchy Sanders kind of has been incubated for the past, 3 years, 4 years. And coming home over the Siskiyou Summit Pass, and or coming through when you see Mount McLaughlin on Interstate 5, it's like, oh, we're home. It's usually after a long tour that we kind of make that summit or come into the valley. And it's great to see Mount McLaughlin, and it's great to see like three exits for Ashland or how many exits are on I-5.
I think a lot of people have that same feeling when they come back from a road trip of seeing that. Patchy Sanders, my guests today live on Jefferson Public Radio. PatchySanders.com is their website. What do you guys want to play first?
We're going to play some of our longer, weirder songs for you today.
Cool. What's this called?
This first song is called Winter Apples. My spine is cracked. I wake to see my ancestors kneeling me and a rose in tapestry of the apple on the tree. This miracle of song to live so fruitfully like the apple on the tree.
That is Patchy Sanders live here on Jefferson Public Radio. Well, let's talk about the elephant in the room. We are close to the end of Patchy Sanders as we know it, correct?
It's very correct. True, yeah.
Therefore, this is technically your last radio appearance, so thank you for letting us do this with you guys. And talk about the background of why you guys decided to put a big red circle around a date on the calendar and decide to move on.
It actually, we came to that conclusion almost a year ago, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. We have band meetings and we talk about life and what it's like to be in the band and our intentions and how things are working or not working. And when we started the band, what, like 2.5 years ago, almost 3 years ago, we actually made like a 3-year plan. We said, let's essentially, we're going to dedicate to this for 3 years and we'll see what happens. And a year ago, this January will essentially be the end of the third year. Yeah, the end of the third year. So a year ago, we started talking about the third year. And it, for, well, for a certain person in the group and brought it to the attention of all of us that it just wasn't working, for the most part, being a traveling band and being a mother is very challenging. It's an ungrounding way of life, and it's not necessarily the environment that is wanted for the child, essentially. Yeah. And that brought up a lot of things for the other bandmates. And it seemed as if a few months of talk, it was the right thing to do, and it was time to go on to the next adventure. And, I mean, there's a lot happening from in this transition. A lot's coming from it, and a lot of good things. We have Sarah. Sarah's going up to Alaska, back to Alaska, where she's from, born and raised, to get her master's degree in biology.
Cool.
And Dan and Jackie have started a duo called Hollis Peach.
It was just Danny and Jackie for a while, right? Mm-hmm. There wasn't a name for a while.
Interesting.
So you have a name now.
Yes,
good.
We have a name now.
Congratulations. Eric, what about for you? And he's kind of in the back of the room right now, but what's next for you?
Well, I'm getting married to an amazing woman I've been with for 6.5 years.
Congratulations.
Yep, and that's coming up in the spring. And that's step one, get that out of the way. and then I'll be freelancing and recording and still playing with a lot of people and playing with Dan probably on the side. And I've got lots of other musical friends, and I'll be around.
Cool. Ashland. So you said that this conversation really started in earnest about a year ago.
It did, yeah.
Following your band's plan.
Yeah.
Was it a difficult process to work through with all the different members and all the different personalities of trying to figure out whether there should be an end date? Should it continue? What should it look like in 2016, if there is a 2016 for the band?
I mean, I can speak for myself and my observations, and I think it was. I mean, there's varying degrees of that emotional attachment that we had to what we had created. I mean, it's like raising a child together in a way. We're making decisions constantly. We've had bandmates that were with us and now are not. We've gone through so much together as an ensemble, as a band. And for me, that was the hardest idea, is letting what we've created go. And it actually took a long time to release that. And I still am holding on a little bit to that, you know?
Sure.
And through the last year, it's been nice knowing that, in a way, there is a concrete finish line, because I've been able to prepare mentally and emotionally and come up with the next step. And I think we all have done that.
Patchy Sanders, my guest today, live on Jefferson Public Radio. Will you play something else?
Sure will. Mm-hmm. This is a new tune called "The Wild and the Untamed." Found you hid neath the hay. There we remain till the dawning of day. She said you will never be my burly man. Instead, a ballerina danced throughout the kitchen like an I will forever love this man. All I can offer is who I am. Enchant the world, perceived, untamed and wildly as children do, and do it often. In solitude you stroll, the ocean sand raise a fortress on dry land that one day will save our family from the raging of the foaming sea.
That is Patchy Sanders live today on Jefferson Public Radio. They are in concert tomorrow night in Eugene at the Wow Hall with Steep Ravine. That show starts at 8:30. Wowhall.org for information there. And then on Sunday, they are here in Ashland at the Unitarian Center. Information on that show at their website, patchysanders.com. 5:30 doors with a 6 o'clock showtime. Steep Ravine opens that show, and that concert is by donation. Well, not to be overly nostalgic here, because obviously that was a fairly in-depth answer to a fairly heavy question about the life cycle of Patchy Sanders, but you said in the outset that you never really expected this to go as far as it went in terms of touring the country. Looking back over this 3-year plan, you mentioned some festivals by name that you played. What are the highlights? As Patchy Sanders, the life cycle, what were some of the things that really stood out for you?
One highlight for me is just seeing the country and then having an excuse to go places. And, you know, like we book these shows and we're in small towns and we're in cities, but mostly smaller towns. And we instantly get plugged into a community. And it's like the best way to be a tourist, you know, because you're immediately amongst the people of that place. And then they're like, take you boogie boarding the next day, or, you know, like go and show you the sweet waterfall that's down the road, or, mm-hmm. you know, tell make you food. And that's my favorite. That's my favorite part.
What do you guys know now, nearly 3 years in, mm-hmm. that you wish you had known on that first tour when you started to branch outside of Ashland?
Mm. Oh, how much time do you have?
Well, our first tour had like 12, 13 people in it. And we started a band in the mountains outside of Ashland, and the original band started from a gathering of like 20 to 30 people. I think the band essentially started with us. Whoever was around was in the band, essentially. And that was a wonderful, organic way to start something. And I think in the long term, I would assess what I want more out of a band that I was going to be playing with for a long time. And do I want to be in a 12-person band, or do I want to be in a 2-person band? Do I want to be in a 4-person band? And what is the ideal sound? You know, our band's sound has changed drastically from the first music we played together.
I'm really glad you transitioned to that, because essentially the songs that you've played for us here already, they almost sound like mini suites. Now, there are chapters within each song where they go in different directions. When you started making music together, did you anticipate that at all this is where you would end up musically, making this kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think really? So. I mean, the phase that we're in now is my favorite, mm-hmm. musically, out of all the chapters of Patchy's life. The phase we are in now is this 6-piece band. This is the band. This is the music. This is what it had to come to, and this is my favorite.
Yeah. Well, that's a great place to wrap up then, huh? Yeah. It's been fun to watch you guys all the way from beginning to end. Patchy Sanders, my guests, live here in the JPR studios today. Will there be another record? Are you going to leave us with something else, or are we going to be stuck with the 2013 release?
Definitely maybe. We have to get together, I think, again and assess, because we have like 8 or 9 songs that would round out an amazing record. And we're just kind of finalizing the details of where we're going to do it, how we're going to do it, and when we're going to do it.
So it'd be like a Patchy Sanders posthumous release.
Yeah. Right? After Patchy's never going to die. Patchy will always be alive. No matter where, somebody else is going to take the Patchy flag and raise it somewhere else under a different name.
Sarah's going on to graduate school, but are the rest of you sticking around, or are you moving on as well?
Well, Jackie and I, we're going to stay in Ashland, but the other two, Danny and Ian, go for it.
You're off?
We're off. We're going to record an album this winter, and so is Jackie and Dan. And so they're basically like two duos. We're kind of breaking off into two duo projects, and Ian and I, with Eowyn, are planning on moving to one of the British Isles, and we're still working on where. But we're going to go there and plug into the musical community.
Another great adventure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's Danielle and Jackie Aubert, Dan Cheryl, Sarah Wilbur, Ian Van Ornum, and Eric Jones today. Patchy Sanders live in the JPR studios. What do you guys want to wrap up with today?
We're going to end up with a song called Shanti Si.
Shone on the banks tomorrow, the night have drawn you near. The north light shone on the banks of morrow. Shanty sea hath drawn you
is Patchy Sanders live here on Jefferson Public Radio. It's Danielle Aubert, Jackie Aubert, Dan Sherrill, Sarah Wilbur, Ian Van Ornum, and Eric Jones. Thanks again for coming by and visiting with us. It's been fun to watch.
Thanks. Thank you so much.